Now we meet two people motivated to rewrite a story that casts someone they admire as the villain. When you think of Richard Nixon, the first thing to pop into your head is probably Watergate. Quick recap, Nixon was found to have abused his power to investigate his political enemies. 69 people were indicted, 48 were found guilty, and Nixon ended up resigning from office on August 9th, 1974.
I leave with no bitterness toward those who have opposed me, because all of us in the final analysis have been concerned with the good of the country, however our judgments might differ.
Now, one person who never stopped defending Richard Nixon was his brother, Ed Nixon. Here's Ed talking on C-SPAN in 2009.
Richard Nixon didn't resign in disgrace. He resigned in honor of the office that he held above any man.
Edward Nixon lived in Linwood. He was 17 years younger than his brother, and he looked up to Richard as a mentor and a father figure. Ed wrote a book about his family with the help of Karen Olson. She grew up in Seattle and has her own connections to the Nixons.
I have had 60 years of Nixon involvement in my life in some way. He really impacted my life.
Karen's Richard Nixon story began when she was just an 11-year-old girl writing letters to the then Vice President of the United States. She had seen a speech Nixon gave in 1959 about the evils of communism, and she says it was like Nixon was talking directly to her through the TV.
The next morning, I went to the library and checked out a biography on Richard Nixon, and the more I read, the more I just felt really connected with him, and I had wanted to meet him.
Karen wrote multiple letters to Nixon, and he wrote back. Then in 1962, Richard and Pat Nixon came to Seattle for the World's Fair. This man that Karen admired so much was coming to her part of the world at last. But the timing couldn't have been worse. Karen was scheduled to have surgery on her feet and wouldn't be able to go see Nixon. So she wrote her regrets in a letter and sent it to him. Then on the day he came to town, Karen's mother opened the newspaper and was surprised to see one item in particular. Richard Nixon would be coming to her house to visit her bedridden daughter.
And my mother woke me up, banging on the door, and then she came in, "What's this about Nixon coming out to our house?" And he arrived in a World's Fair limo, and he was kind of like a kindly uncle. He talked to everybody there, especially the children. And he asked us all what we wanted to be when we grew up. I said, "I don't know, but I like Spanish." And he said a few words to me in Spanish. And then he told me that I should be a writer. And I remember thinking, "I'd like to write a book about you."
Well, Karen did end up becoming fluent in Spanish, and she did write that book. The chance to do that came in 1998. Karen was at the Nixon Library in Yorba Linda, California for an event, and this is where she met Richard's younger brother, Ed, who at the time was trying to put the Nixon family's story into words.
Ed Nixon came wandering by, and the man asked him how he was coming on his book. Ed said, "I haven't made any progress. I don't have anybody to help me." And without a thought, I jumped up and I said, "I'll help you."
Together, Karen and Ed wrote The Nixons, A Family Portrait. The book includes personal stories that show Richard Nixon in a completely different light than the conniving politician. Like this one. When Ed was 9 years old, Richard took him on a trip to buy a new car.
Richard told Ed, "If you learn to read maps, I will let you sit here in the driver's seat between my legs, and you can drive this new car."
The one topic in the book that was mentioned only briefly was Watergate.
For me, it was very painful. I wanted to become a hermit. Ever since grade school, I was known as the Nixon girl. And it was very difficult when Watergate came out. But what I came down to thinking is this man gave me a wonderful gift. He gave me a story and a platform, and I loved him unconditionally. And he also gave a lot to the country. Oh, dear.
Take your time.
Excuse me.
Sure.
And I think Ed was, you know, like that too.
For somebody listening who, you know, they hear this conversation and think, what about the anti-Semitism? What about the Southern strategy? What about this or the other thing? What would your message be to somebody who has a hard time hearing this side of a guy like Richard Nixon?
They should hear it. And even though he would say a few, you know, some things on the tapes, he was not anti-Semitic.
But for people who have a hard time imagining him as anything except a villain, I mean, mm-hmm. What, if anything, would you say to a person who feels that way?
Well, he was not a villain.
That was Karen Olson, a writer and defender of Richard Nixon's legacy. Her great friend Ed Nixon died on February 27th, 2019, in Bothell.